This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU. I'm your host, Patrick Campion, and I'm alongside the woman that does most of the work for this project, and we take all the credit for it. Sarah Rigg, hi.
Hi.
That was a little bit of a joke. But seriously, though, we rely very heavily on our partnership as the media partner with Concentrate Media. Sarah brings in these great guests. She brings in great topics. She's out in the community that she lives in Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township, out there discovering all these incredible things going on in and around our community, and we come in and talk to her about why she's doing what she's doing and what she's up to this week. So welcome. Hello.
Hello.
And we can find you concentratemedia.com, not just the story we're going to talk to, but a lot of the great work
right.
that you produce, and then all over social media, which is Concentrate Media, except on Twitter.
Where it's Concentrate A2, because right. of the character limit.
And that's so much easier to remember than the backseas, foreseas. Okay, great, super. We got it all squared away. And if you can't remember that, that's fine. We'll link it all at our website, WEMU.org. So, good morning. What is the big topic for this week?
I brought in some folks from the Ann Arbor YMCA to talk about some of the programs that are Ipsy-centric, because I think a lot of people know the downtown Ann Arbor YMCA building, but they don't realize that the YMCA does programming all over the county, in fact. But they have a couple of newer programs, one that just launched this summer, and another one that's in the capacity building stage that's going to launch next year that are quite Ipsy-centric, and so I brought them in to talk about that.
Cool, and are these, we'll talk to them in a second, but you and I can have a little more conversation. Are these
sure.
more adult-oriented things, or these kid-oriented?
Nope, they're both youth-oriented.
Okay.
One's for grade school, and the other one's for like more middle school and high school.
All right, so this is in the goal of getting kids out and active during the summer, keeping them moving instead of sitting at home staring at a TV, like
right.
what's happening at my house right now.
Yeah, the one that's right. actually targeted to teens is actually beyond that and looks to bring their skills up to the level that they could swim competitively and even go on to become lifeguards.
Wow, awesome.
But I'll let them talk about that in more detail.
Cool, so who do you have with us this morning?
So I have Tess, who is with the Y on the Fly program. I have Tony Kayumi, who is the president, is that correct, of the Ann Arbor YMCA, and I have Kimberly, who is an aquatics coach with the Safety Around Water program.
Awesome, great. So we've got, let's start with you, Tony, since you're kind of the head honcho here. You're the head person in charge in the room. But what is your philosophy, Tony, on why it's important to bring the Y over to the other side of 23 and get into Ypsilanti? What motivates you guys to do this?
We currently have a facility in Ann Arbor, but
okay.
we don't have a large facility in Ypsilanti. So until we do, what we want to do is meet people where they're at by using other people's places and spaces to deliver programs and services from.
Now, you can't say until we do without me knowing that I'm going to ask you, does that mean that there is a plan, maybe even a pie in the sky one, to eventually have a full-fledged facility in Ypsilanti?
That is one of our goals.
Awesome. All right. Can you tell me more on that, or is that just a goal at this point with no more firm information? It's fine if it's just a goal.
It's a goal, okay. and I'll be able to tell you more about it in the near future.
Ooh, a tease. All right.
Tease.
All right. So, okay. So, in lieu of having something here, you still recognize that there are people in the community that could benefit from what the Y has to offer. So now, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been bringing programs over to Ypsilanti?
About 8 years ago it
okay.
started, and we've become more intensive and more focused on doing it over the last 3.5 years and have expanded by about 11 programs in
awesome.
Ypsilanti since 2016.
And I was going to ask, you know, in the expansion, give me a basic idea. How many people are you serving on a yearly basis, do you know, in the Ypsilanti area?
We serve thousands in Ypsilanti.
Okay. Great. Super. And those are all wonderful things. Thank you for the information. So, Tess, why on the fly? I got a note about this a couple weeks ago. It sounded really cool. Give me the basic idea of what is why on the fly and why should we care about it? What's so awesome about it?
Why on the Fly is awesome because, first of all, it's really evidence-based, and there's a lot of buy-in from all of the Y's in Southeast Michigan and the Ralph Wilson Foundation that funds things in Southeast Michigan and upstate New York. So it's really focused on getting kids out and active.
So give me the basics. You know, what is the basic philosophy of Y on the Fly? You said, you know, getting kids out and getting active, but how do you put that into play in Ypsilanti? How does it work? You know, what's the overriding goal with it?
Yeah, so we have two vans that the Ann Arbor Y purchased, and they are equipped with soccer balls, basketballs, footballs, lots of sporting equipment, and we bring them out to different sites in Ypsilanti, different parks and apartment complexes and some sites with the
Ypsilanti
Housing
Commission. So it's
like pop-up play. Yeah.
All right, so you bring the play to them. Are you going to different neighborhoods, things like that?
Yep.
And have you been, I'm assuming it's in the summer, so you've been doing this, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you bringing people in? Is this a popular thing? I mean, are people like, you know, lining up to come play, or how are you seeing the response so far?
It sort of varies based on the site. You know, some programs we're going to are camps, and some we are, you know, scheduled to come to a neighborhood once a week. So, so our numbers do vary in that way, but, you know, even within the first couple weeks, we see the same kids coming back, and they're excited. They recognize us. They know their names, and they're happy to have the Y there and some, you know, adults that care about them showing them how to play sports.
What's the programming like? You mentioned some, you know, basic activities, but is this like a structured activity thing? Is it free play? Are there a learning objective here, or is it just simply to get kids out and about?
So there's a couple of different components. Part of the research that went into this program, one of the 8 plays is to reintroduce free play and sports sampling, things like that. So we're using that data to inform the program. But yeah, it also varies. You know, if we have a big group, we do a little bit more structured, some skill building and scrimmage, things like that.
So you just kind of play it by ear, depending on how many kids show up and what they might be interested in.
Yeah, that's the great thing about this program is, you know, yesterday we had one kid at one of our sites that hasn't had as much marketing with it, and that's totally fine. We can have one child show up, or we can have 40, and the program can run, and kids can enjoy themselves.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, what are you taking away from this? What are you experiencing? It kind of sounds like you're out doing the program, so, you know, what are you feeling? You know, are you seeing the smiles? Are you seeing a benefit? Are you seeing happy kids? Are you hearing comments from kids, parents, you know, neighbors, whatever? What's your takeaway so far on whether this is making a positive impact?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of positive feedback from parents and kids. One of the first times we went to a site, the kid, as we were packing up, he said, "Oh, I wish you could come every day." And that was, you know, that was really great to hear.
Well, let's talk about that thought for a second. Yeah. What are things you wish you could do more of? You know, is it more presence? Is it more people? Is it more resources? Is it more days? I mean, what are you seeing just based on your experience just this summer? What more do we need over here in Ypsilanti?
I think more would be great. You know, the more programs we can bring out here and the more people we can engage is great.
No, so is it different types of activities, too? I mean, are you seeing that, you know, the kids in these communities are used to a certain type of play or a certain limited scope of activities? Are they more willing to embrace certain types of activities or new things? I mean, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think a lot of them have some space at their, a lot of what we're going to is apartment communities. Mm-hmm. So they have space there. They have a playground there. But sometimes it might not always be super safe to be out there, or there might not be, you know, adults with them, or they just don't
or just not maintained or something like that.
Or they might not have the equipment.
Cool.
So that's kind of that gap that we try to fill in there. We come and we ask them, you know, what do you want to play? Because we don't want to come in and just kind of disrupt their flow. We want to come in and be a part of their community and a part of their day. And, you know, how can we be there to benefit you?
How do we find out? You mentioned marketing, but this sounds like a rotating events kind of moving around. How do we find out where you're going to be?
We'll have we have our full schedule for the summer up on AnnArborYMCA.org.
Okay.
And I link to it in the story.
Okay, great.
Yes. And
Sarah's all over that stuff. Man. All right. So AnnArborYMCA.org. Is there any Facebook, social media, anything like that? Are we?
We do have
savvy there.
Instagram and Facebook, okay. And I think some of the stuff has been posted there, but the full schedule you would find on the website, and that'll be updated.
And is this just kind of just show up thing, or do you have to have like a parent waiver on file or anything like that, or can kids just kind of wander by and participate?
You can show up. The first time, we do ask that parents sign in, and then after that, kids can show up on their own.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Tess. And Kimberly, I heard something about aquatics. Tell me, what are you doing with the Y in aquatics this summer?
Can I just jump in before Kimberly?
Yeah.
So she's going to be talking about safety around water, but the story is focused on a program that's not quite implemented yet called Young Women Making Waves.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that she will, that Tony can talk more about young women making waves, and Kimberly can talk a little bit about this feeder program for younger children.
Awesome. So we'll start with you, Kimberly. Thank you, Sarah, for directing me in the appropriate path here. So Kimberly, what are you doing, and what's the goal?
Yeah, so I've had the opportunity to spend most of my summer in Ypsilanti, which is one of the best parts of my job. That's part of why I've come here. I've been in Ypsilanti for a long time, so being able to come back and work in Ypsilanti is really great for me. So we have a partnership with McKinley Properties, and we go to those pools where they typically don't have lifeguards. Kids often, we found, that are participating in our program have little to no swim experience, and we're just giving them free swim lessons. So we're meeting them out there. We're bringing lifeguards. We're bringing swim instructors and equipment that they may not have access to, and we're just running swim lessons. So the locations that we go to, we're there for 4 days each week for 2 weeks each, and they get 30-minute lessons. And in those times, we're kind of meeting them where they're at with their skills that they have so far, but generally our focus is on safety. So being able to jump into the pool and get back to the wall, being able to swim for a little while, realize that you're tired and need to breathe, rolling onto your back and floating, calling for help if necessary. So just those general safety skills.
So it's like you're making kids into better pool consumers, basically.
Yeah,
safer.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that you're seeing that kids are more likely to participate and go out and use the pool if they feel more comfortable there or safer there.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the great things, too, is that we have parent participation. They're sitting and watching the classes. They're seeing what their kids are learning. We're teaching their kids to ask for permission before getting into the pool, walking on the pool deck. So the parents are seeing these safety things that maybe they're not aware of. If they're not strong swimmers, they don't have familiarity with aquatics. So they're there, and then we see these kids staying afterwards. They're asking their parents permission to stay and swim. Parents are supervising actively, which is something they may not have known to do. And so we're really encouraged by seeing those steps in that direction, because safety around water can never be enforced
enough. Not to be the cynic in the conversation, but it kind of sounds like these apartment communities are gaining an advantage too, because a safer pool is less of a liability for them. So it sounds like every person that owns an apartment with a pool in their community should be lining up to say, hey, come on over, because you're not charging them for this service. I'm assuming this is something you provide with as a partnership.
Yes.
Are there other people interested in doing this or hearing about this? You may be hearing from some more people that are listening right now going, wow, that sounds like an awesome idea. Do you have people kind of seeing the success and wanting to do more?
Yes, we have had a couple of people that we also have done lessons with in the past. Bright Futures is a group that we've done lessons with previously. We also recently started a partnership with a preschool in Ann Arbor, Greenhouse Montessori, and we've been doing lessons with them as well.
Have you talked to anyone in the city or township about the community pools, like Rutherford, doing something similar there?
Yeah, we actually have been partnering with Rutherford. We've done things with them in the past, and we are starting for the first time this summer doing a similar program there toward the end of the summer. So registration for that is open now, and exact dates can be found on AnnArborYMCA.org.
So this is kind of a sidebar, but I've noticed something, and you could tell me whether this is a real trend or it's just something I've seen. It seems like less teenagers are interested in becoming lifeguards. That is a position that everybody with a pool that hires lifeguards is just desperate for people all summer long.
Yes.
Is that a new thing? Is this just, you know, a lack of people access to pools? Is it a lack of interest? Is it, you know, what do you think is causing this, and what are you guys doing to help rectify that?
Yeah, it's certainly a combination of things. It's interest. It's that classes are not always affordable. It's certainly easier to go out and get a job that requires little to no training versus having to go through an entire program to be certified to become a lifeguard. But we are currently working on building a program, Young Women Making Waves, which will take aspects of the Safety Around Water program and then kind of build kids into this direction where they can swim competitively. And eventually we would love to train them to be lifeguards and kind of feed that into that
Cool. And that was an unplanned transition, but it worked out perfectly. So, Tony, Young Women Making Waves, what is this about?
So just want to say that some of the programs that we do, like Safety Around Water, we couldn't do without the financial contributions of donors, and the McKinley Apartment Complexes are a major donor to the Safety Around Water program
They see such a value in the community that they're actively supporting it with their own money. Great.
And that allows it to be free to the program participants.
Awesome.
And the Women's Sports Foundation gave us an opportunity to apply for a grant, and that's how we got the Young Women Making Waves program going, and that's also in coordination with the Sports for Life founding partner is the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation as well. And this program basically is a four-year program with the capacity building that started with safety around water, getting kids the basic swim skills that they need to be able to move on to the next level. So this actually started in 2018. Okay. 2019 is the last year of the capacity building. 2020 and 21 will be the actual implementation stages. And so this program is geared specifically towards women. Mm-hmm. And because there are so many young women who are not involved in sports, so this is intentionally looking at recruitment of girls in economically disadvantaged communities, potentially also particularly girls of color. And with the drowning rates being five times higher for African Americans than it is for Caucasians, it's specifically important that we target that community. And so this program is modeled after a program that was co-ed in Cleveland, which was very successful at the Cleveland YMCA. So also similar there, we gave the basic swim lessons. We got kids on the swim team, from the swim team to competitive swimming. From there, paying for and giving everything they needed to get their basic life-saving skills, their first aid skills, their AED skills, their lifeguarding certification, with the end goal of having them become lifeguards if they're interested and qualified as young as the age of 16, which gives them economic stability in their households.
Oh, it's a great summer job. Absolutely. It really is. It certainly is. And I know there's almost always availability. It's something we see listings for a lot. I have four teenagers in the house, so they constantly are looking for jobs, and it's something they see a lot. We get asked all the time, like, how do you increase diversity in the media? And the answer we like to give is you start with kids, and you start by teaching them the importance of media and that they could play a role in it and that their community needs their voices. And it sounds like you're kind of taking a similar tact here, that how do you increase the number of people interested in learning more about swimming, becoming lifeguards, becoming, you know, certified instructors, things like that, is you start when they're young and get them interested in swimming and showing them that this is an option for everyone, not just a certain type of people or people of certain means or certain color, you know, that anyone can be doing this stuff.
It's important to remove the unconscious biases and barriers that exist in community by going out and meeting people where they're at, by trying to intentionally hire from community so you see the skills being modeled by people who look like you.
Yeah.
So those are all part of the initiatives that we're doing at the Ann Arbor YMCA to make sure we hire from community wherever we can. Right. And that way, if I see somebody who looks like me, who's successful in that occupation, I can do it too.
Right, and you're breaking down a stereotype too, that, you know, the people from this neighborhood don't do this thing. And when they go up and they see somebody 3 or 4 years older than them sitting on the lifeguard tower doing that thing, it's like, oh, well, it's okay now. So now maybe if I'm interested in it, it's not a bad thing. So that's great. You're helping move a piece of the community forward. So this might sound like an obvious question, but what is the Women's Sports Foundation? I don't say it's a foundation devoted to women's sports. But is it, I'm guessing what I'm assuming, but I don't want to make an assumption. What is their goal, and how are they interested in helping you out with this project?
So the goal is to get more young girls at an early age involved and engaged in recreational and sports activities, so that as we look to the future, there are more women involved in sports activities, and they can act as the trainers, the coaches, the models. And when we're talking about the youth programs that we do at the Ann Arbor YMCA, we're not just looking at the recreational aspects of those programs, but we're also looking at core values. Character Development Learning Institute skill sets are also built into that. By the way, our adults who are the mentors model behavior so that the youth will hopefully see that positive modeling and then imitate it themselves. So some of the programs that we were talking about earlier, like Why on the Fly, like Young Women Making Waves, will have all of that aspect, not only of the recreation, but the character that we're hoping that the young men and young women will develop. And we also try to, whenever possible, like at EWBL and at Why on the Fly, provide healthy snacks as well. And EWBL, pardon me, is East Washtenaw Basketball League, another program that we offer in Ypsilanti.
We're not hip to the lingo yet. We'll get there. and out of curiosity, is this also about breaking down gender stereotypes, that there isn't such a thing as a girl's sport, a boy's sport, that anyone that wants to participate in a sport, period, should be supported?
That's what we would love to see. Absolutely. There are sports that are certainly more male-dominated than others. At East Washtenaw Basketball League, as an example, we have a girls' night and two co-ed nights. And the reason we have a girls' night is because some of the young ladies expressed that it was difficult for them to play with the young men.
Yeah, but it gets them in the door. It absolutely gets them in the door. And maybe they'll be comfortable enough to jump into the co-ed and then show the boys how it can be done. All right. Well, Kimberly, Tony, Tess, thank you so much for what you do in our community. Thanks for bringing us news of Y on the Fly and all the other great things that the Ann Arbor YMCA is. And we're going to take you up on that tease. We're going to circle back around, Tony, and when you're ready to announce what's going on in Ypsilanti, we definitely want to be, maybe Sarah and I could be the first to hear it together.
Sounds like
we'll
a deal.
Sit in the same room. All right, Sarah, what else did you have going on this week? What else did you see out there?
I actually went to a Y on the Fly program that they had at the park in West Willow, which is my neighborhood where I live, and got to see them.
Ooh, West Willow, nice name drop.
Yeah, so they had kids doing some drills on the basketball court, and some other kids were dribbling a soccer ball with their feet. And at that particular program, it's part of a summer camp program that they're coordinating with, so they didn't do a snack there because they were going to go back and do lunch at their main one. But, you know, if it had been another location, they also would have had the healthy snack, too.
Did Doug take pictures of you participating that we can see on the story?
I was shooting hoops out there, but I don't think he got me in any of the pictures,
though. But good pictures of kids playing and fun stuff.
Right, and some at the pool, too, yep.
All right, and I'm sure there are people listening right now who are wondering, you know, how can I help? How can I donate? How can I volunteer? All of that, I'm assuming, can be found at AnnArborYMCA.org.
Absolutely.
And you can link all of that through concentratemedia.com, or you can find all of it at WEMU.org. Do you have something to preview for next week?
Just a little teaser.
A lot of those this morning.
Yeah, well, the story's still a little bit in flux, but I'm working on a story about a local nonprofit in Ypsilanti that has a really wide variety of programs that helping kind of help for entrepreneurs, helping connect the local business community to other nonprofits and nonprofit initiatives, and even doing some work around gun violence. So they've got a lot of different things on their plate, and hoping to bring that to you next week.
Great, and we'll look forward to talking to you about that on the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.